Well, I've spent nearly the last 20 years traveling the country, now the world, attempting to explain to individuals the essentials of life. They don't just appear in the electric outlet, the grocery store, or the gas station. Somebody converted natural resources into the essentials of life. My family, six generations, we've tended to land and livestock to generate food, fiber, pharmaceuticals, and fuel. I've been doing that because, number one, I want to be an advocate for the resource providers, but number two, the 320 million Americans who reap the rewards of that tend to take it for granted. And if we take something for granted too long, we put ourselves in jeopardy. I fear jeopardy has come to North Dakota. First, I want to remind you about Superior Livestock Auction. The opportunity to buy and sell cattle exists every single day on the country page. Go to the website, check out what the cattle are doing. The rebound has been quite nice in the cattle market. The last 2016 Superior sale on the Dish Network Channel 232 will be next Friday. Full details about that sale can be found online. www.superiorlivestock.com. Let's talk about some of the most significant blizzards of the nation's history. In 1975, there was a Super Bowl blizzard that killed 12 people and 100,000 head of livestock. In 1950, the Great Appalachian Blizzard took the lives of 353 human beings. In 1913, the White Hurricane Blizzard of the Great Lakes region claimed the lives of 250 human beings. It was called the White Hurricane Blizzard because the gale force winds were parallel to that of a hurricane. And the great blizzard year in our nation's history is two blizzards, one early in the year and the other one late in the year. The great blizzard of 1888 claimed the lives of 650 American human beings. Why are all of those pre-fossil fuel? Because, folks, we have become dependent upon fossil fuel in saving our lives. Despite the warning, individuals have flocked to what they think is trying to stop a pipeline, and that is not at all what it was ever about. In fact, David Archambault, the chairman of the Standing Rock Tribe, gave an interview to KFYR-TV just this week. Here's what he said.
That pipeline had every right to go through, but because of the support that we have, because of the people who gather and are a part of this, we're able to build enough noise to help America understand.
So instead of people truly understanding what they came here for, to help people become more wealthy and to remove personal property rights, they came here for the last week, the last 6 weeks, the last 6 months, and blamed local law enforcement for causing them peril. And now those same individuals that they were bitching about, they're calling on, hoping they get there in time to save their lives. Folks, we cannot take the essentials of life for granted. And hopefully, we're not learning that lesson with a great toil today in North Dakota. I'm Trent Luce. Join me again on the next adventure, Luce.